This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Our immigration system should be the subject of pride, not a source of shame, as it is all over the world. Our immigration system should be the envy of the world, not a symbol of disunity and dysfunction. The good news is these problems can all be solved, but only if we have the political courage to do what is just and what is right. Both sides in Washington must simply come together, listen to each other, put down their armor, build trust, reach across the aisle, and find solutions. It is time to reclaim our future from the extreme voices who fear compromise and demand open borders, which means drugs pouring in, human trafficking, and a lot of crime. That is why I am here today, to break the logjam and provide Congress with a path forward to end the government shutdown and solve the crisis on the southern border. If we are successful in this effort, we will then have the best chance in a very long time at real bipartisan immigration reform. And it won't stop here. It will keep going until we do it all. The proposal I will outline today is based on, first and foremost, on input from our border agents and Homeland Security professionals. And professionals they are. They know what they're doing. It is a compassionate response to the ongoing tragedy on our southern border.
I'm not sure if you caught the president's speech on the border during the weekend, but he gave a very impassioned speech. Probably one of the catchphrases out there that people have been focused on is our immigration system should be a subject of pride, not a source of shame. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. KJRadio.com. Glad you're here. I'm glad the president did that for a variety of reasons. He highlights some of the things that are broken in the system, a system that he says for decades has been neglected, a system that he says for decades everyone says they want to fix. If this guy gets this done and can solve this DACA issue and can stem the tide, because in the speech he said, with this wall, we'll cut down on illegal immigration by at least 50%, drugs by at least 50%, human trafficking by 50%. If he comes, I mean, just think about that. Half of that. Cut down on the amount of crime happening in this country on behalf because of illegals by 50%. If he does that, I want you just to consider those numbers. Saves the American economy half of what he says he could save. If he does any of those things, I'm talking about any one of them would be a source of pride, a source of accomplishment. It's like looking at a crime statistic in New York City and saying crime is down 19%. They give us these numbers. Crime in New York is down 6% year over year. Okay. Everybody's like, yeah, that's great. Okay. How about crime in America by illegals is down 6% year over year? The economic impact of illegals is down 6% year over year. The human trafficking by illegals coming across the border is down 6%. I'm just using 6%. We know for a fact that the wall stops 90%+ of people from coming into anything. Put a barrier up, you'll stop 90%+ of the people from getting into whatever it is you're trying to stop. It's that simple. I don't care if it's a park. I don't care if it's a barrier around your air conditioning system. That's what they, I don't know if you guys know, in the city of St. Louis, when I used to live there, if you had one of these air conditioning units that just sits out normal, it was subject to get stolen. So either people put them behind the fence in their backyard, or they put a fence around them, a little, you know, I mean, it's a gate with a lock on it, just to give that much more deterrent to getting that thing. It works. So if anything comes close, so as Trump is saying, he's appealing to common sense. How could you possibly not do this? Now, I'm going to tell you something. I'm not overly happy with what he's talking about doing. We're going to give 3 more years to DACA people and all that and let Congress work it out. Why did he do 3 years? I'll tell you why he did 3 years. Because he's saying, I'm going to give you 3 years, and then when I'm president again, I can redo this. I can have the Supreme Court where I want it, and I will face this challenge to you again. I thought, again, another master stroke. Well, did you watch it? Did you guys catch it? Nah, you had better things to do. I didn't catch it live, and I was told, Melissa told me, she was like, hey, it's coming on at 1 o'clock. I was like, what? And I was trying to get there. I couldn't get there. Another little boy had a birthday party that we had to take one of our kids to, so I was like, oh, okay, well. So long story short, I caught it later, but it was short, sweet, and to the point. You want to know one of the biggest issues that Donald Trump talked about? He talked about judges. He says, do you know how the law that says if you step a foot into this country, then we have to put you through immigration court. It takes months. I mean, it drags out so long that everybody just, they pretend. They just, oh, okay, well, it's been so long, just forget it. So you just assimilate. You become part of the culture of America just because you got a foot into here, into a system that says it's going to take months for us to get you, you know, assimilated. Are you really seeking asylum? Are you really under threat? Whatever, whatever. So no wonder people do it. They know the system. And trust me, folks, it's like welfare. Black folks know how to work welfare. And we've been doing it for decades. And don't think I'm lying, because I know I have family members that I'll sit there and listen to a welfare story, and I'm like, hold on a minute, hold on. Let me take notes. It's too complicated. These are people that in my family that don't have the intelligence to get out of high school, most of them, the ones that are, you know, being that are slackers. But they can walk you through the welfare system like a NASA scientist. Well, first of all, Kev, you got to get signed up over here. And then before you go in there, you got to have your stuff in a row. You got to have your ducks lined up. Now, you can go over here and do, and you're, oh, wait, hold on. Let me record it. And if you explain it back, they look at you like, no, God, are you paying attention, idiot? And you're thinking, wow, man, I'm the one with the degrees. And this is the person walking you through a system that is pretty complicated. I explained how it was in France, where there are people that go, they know it just as well. This is not just a U.S. problem, folks. This is all over the world. Liberalism has spread. It's a cancer all over the world. Anyway, Trump did a great job. And he stayed on point. He didn't meander. He was just talking about the human factor here. And that's what's going to win today. We'll be back. Got to keep it here for a bit.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So one can imagine what the left's response was after Donald Trump gave his speech about immigration and the changes that he wants to make. By the way, I'm going to tell you right now, Donald Trump's going to win this debate. We're in day 30. I think it's day 30. No, day 31. After 30 days, President Trump has a lot of leeway on what he can do with the government. And I think if I'm right about this, and I believe a gentleman sent me a note on this. Who was it? We've been going back and forth. I forget who your name, and I apologize, but we've been going back and forth because he sent me an article saying, Kevin, have you seen this? I said, yeah, I have seen it. I've written about it. I think I even spoke about it on the show. And that is that 30-day window where Trump can, you know, the furlough of the employee, of the government employees he can now clean house. So, I talked about that. But anyway, the left are frothing. They're frothing at the mouth over this. One guy, he was a guest on MSNBC. I don't even know this guy's name. I'm looking at it here. He was on Joy Reid's show. Oh, here it is. Fernando Amande. He stated, Democrats should not negotiate with terrorists, be they foreign or, in this case, domestic. And he called the speech 100% note-for-note recreation of 1933 Nazi Germany. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, everybody. When I tell you the Democrats are deranged, this is another example. Fernand Amande, I don't know who he is or what he does. I know nothing about him. But he wants you to believe that the president, wanting to protect this country with a wall, a fence, a barrier, a gate, whatever you want to call it, I don't care what you call it, is the equivalent note for note of 1933 Nazi Germany. The fact that he's trying to help young women who are raped or other, who knows what else, coming over to trying to get to this country, and people know it. Democrats know it. In fact, the president says one third of the women are raped. Their mothers give them, birth control pills and things like this because they're concerned about them. Ask the Democrats, are they concerned about that? Are they concerned about what could happen to a kid with pedophiles coming across? Are they concerned about what drug dealers make them do in terms of you will take these drugs over or we'll kill you, whatever? Are they concerned? No. They just, once they get to the border, then the problem begins. I mean, how crazy is that? And then here's a lady that was arguing on CNN, and it's funny because the CNN loves to bring up the past. The Democrats have already given this money. They gave all this money. They gave all this money for what? Everything except what will truly be step one in solving the problem. It would be like, to put it into building terms, it would be like saying, let's give a builder everything he needs to build a building except the concrete for its foundation. That's what they're telling you. Anyway, here's the clip.
Welcome back. I want to bring back our panel now to discuss what we just heard from the president as he made his case to try to reopen the government. And Simone, we were talking to you right before the president's remarks. You were saying that this deal, as we knew it at the time, wasn't fair, even though Dems would get temporary protections for Dreamers and the president would get some money for a small portion of his wall. Did anything you heard change your mind?
It didn't change my mind, and it's not going to change Democrats' minds. The fact of the matter is the government is shut down because Donald Trump went back on his original deal. The Senate passed an appropriations bill that did include border security. It did not include money for his wall. When Donald Trump signaled that actually he changed his mind and now he wants money for the wall, the Republican-led House in 2018 decided not to take up the bill. When Democrats gained control of the House, Nancy Pelosi put the Republican Senate appropriations bill on the floor. It passed the House. Mitch McConnell won't take up the bill because President Trump is refusing to sign it. And so now, today, Donald Trump conspired with his Vice President Mike Pence and Stephen Miller and maybe three other Republicans on a compromise to fix a mess that he put us in. This is not a compromise. This is a bunch of things cobbled together that Donald Trump has previously spoken about and has never made good on. Democrats were not even involved in these conversations, so how is this a negotiation? This is stupid. I think the American people think this is dumb. If Donald Trump wants to have a conversation about real immigration reform, open the government. There are bills that have been passed. The House has voted 9 times. I am frankly tired of this exercise of Donald Trump coming out and saying the same thing he said last week, and then we're all going to pretend as though he's saying something new.
Welcome back, everybody. That lady said some poignant things, some things that give you all kinds of signs. Yeah. See, the host came out and said Democrats would get protection for Dreamers and Trump would get his wall. No. This government shutdown was because Trump went back on his original bill. Now, you explain to me, folks, do you believe Donald Trump wanted a bill that did not have the wall in it? So her contention is he changed his mind. He conspired with Pence and Stephen Miller to fix the mess that he put us in. So in other words, this girl wants America and you to believe that the immigration issue that we suffer from today is Donald Trump's fault. And then I love their next thing. Democrats are not involved in the conversation. You're exactly right. Democrats are not involved in the conversation because they've already agreed with everything that Trump has said. I don't think she got any pushback, by the way, from anybody on that panel. Then I love the part that she says this. American people think this is dumb. No, we don't. But now I want to get to the crux of it. She says he needs to open the government. That's what they're scared of. It's day 31 or something like that. It's past the number of days where Trump can do some really cool things. And then she says something even better. The House has voted on this 9 times, and I'm tired of Trump coming out and saying the same things over and over. That's what Trump is doing. And I want you to remember this. Donald Trump has been saying this over and over and over, and he's been pushing closer and closer to the line, closer and closer. That's exactly the tactics that the Democrats use. Except they do it to repeat the lie. They tell you, Obamacare, it's great. People love it. It's going to come out. People love it. Then what did they do? They met about it. They did not consult any Republicans on Obamacare. And by the way, none of us had, not any serious Republicans, had agreed with the tenets in Obamacare. The difference here is the Democrats agreed that we need a wall, that we need a barrier, that we need to protect our southern border. They have all said it. So what Donald Trump is doing is using exactly the same tactics that these guys have used, and he's using them against them, and he's nudging them, and he's pushing them, and he's pushing them, and you can sense their exasperation. We gave him the money. We gave him the money. And Trump's going, nope, using my analogy earlier, you gave me the money to build a building. You haven't given me the money to lay my foundation. And until you do that, I'm not budging. Now, what that negotiation is going to end up, I'm going to tell you right now, don't look for this to go your way, or our way, 100%. Donald Trump's going to, he's going to figure out what part of this, and I think it's going to be with DACA, because I think he wants to take some ownership of DACA. That's just my feelings about it. But whatever it does, I think it's going to end up being good for us. We're going to talk about the March for Life. I want to talk about Cohen when we get back. We got a lot to talk about because it's always a lot from the leftists. Keep it here.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
We trust the power of artificial intelligence to do a lot for us. Recommend books, movies, find our perfect romantic match, even drive our cars. So why trust your investments to yesterday's technology? With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence technology has been giving traders and investors the advantage they need and better protect them from sudden downturns. Because unlike humans, Vantage Point is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decision at the right time. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. Wouldn't you sleep better knowing your hard-earned capital is protected and growing thanks to Vantage Point? Stack the odds in your favor. Text DEMO to 411-411. That's DEMO to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point software. Text DEMO to 411-411.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's border proposal is expected to come before a vote in the Senate this week as the partial government shutdown continues. Democratic leaders and the president have been deadlocked over funding the government over Trump's demand for nearly $6 billion in border wall funding. President Trump makes an unexpected visit to the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
As late as Sunday night, the White House was saying that President Trump had zero public events scheduled on Monday. However, when Monday arrived, the President and Vice President Mike Pence ended up traveling to the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial, where they paid their respects, laying a wreath at the memorial on the federal holiday.
California Democratic Senator Kamala Harris announced she's running for president. She made the announcement on ABC's Good Morning America and also posted a video on her Twitter feed. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The speaker cancels, suggests delay of the state of the union. He responds by canceling this overseas trip. What does that mean? What does it mean to the country? It's sort of like what's happening in Washington.
Well, look. I can't say what the president's motivation is here, or whether this is related to his disappointment that the State of the Union at a time when the government is closed doesn't make much sense. I can't say that all too often in the last 2 years the president has acted like he's in the fifth grade. And to have someone who has that kind of character running the country is an enormous problem at every level.
Yeah, except at the level of, well, economics, except at the level of both domestic and foreign policy. And if you want to look at it in specifics, we could look at trade, we could look at tax policy, we could look at capitalism and how the president views the onerous activities of government leading up to his election and so on and so forth. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The president acts like a fifth grader, but I would say to Adam Schiff, are you smarter than a fifth grader? KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. He's acting like a fifth grader. He's a petulant child. We need more adults in the room. That's what they tell you. So what did Nancy Pelosi do when she says, hey, listen, we need to shut down, not have the State of the Union, because we don't have the government open? What's one got to do with the other? The State of the Union involves, why have I shut down the government? Why have we allowed this to happen? Who do I blame? It's the president's time to get, you know, get in front of an audience and explain what's going on in the world. And what amounts to a genius move, the president denied military aircraft to Speaker Nancy Pelosi. It's funny, I saw the vans, the big buses, Air Force buses lined up in front of the Rayburn Building. That's the building where the most of the Congress is. And there were congressmen on there waiting to go when they got word that they weren't going. And the president essentially says, if you want to visit other countries on taxpayers' money, you're going to have to wait until we have money. Or you can buck up and do it yourself. What a boss move, everybody. But he's the child, right? Nancy Pelosi does it. Nobody on the left, nobody says a word. And why did Nancy Pelosi? Oh, it's a matter of security. We have to make sure that we can have the security for the State of the Union. But you can have security enough to get multiple congressmen on a plane and go hobnobbing through Egypt and I don't know wherever else. We'll get to it in just a second. Here's what Fox said. President Trump on Thursday appeared to deny military aircraft to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for a foreign trip just minutes before the congressional delegation was set to depart. In a stunning response to her call to delay the State of the Union address amid the government shutdown, in a curt letter, Trump said her trip has been
postponed. And I love that he used that language, that he said it was postponed. Because that's what Pelosi said. Can we postpone the State of the Union? It was absolute verbal genius, lexiconic genius, due to the shutdown. I'm sorry to inform you that your trip to Brussels, Egypt, and Afghanistan have been postponed. We will reschedule this 7-day excursion when the shutdown is over. In light of the 800,000 great American workers not receiving pay, I'm sure you would agree that postponing this public relations event is totally appropriate. By the way, I agree 100%. Was he being sarcastic? Absolutely. He's saying, look, I can do nuance as well as you. He wrote this: I also feel that during this period, it would be better if you were in Washington negotiating with me and joining the strong border security movement to end the shutdown. Obviously, if you would like to make your journey by flying commercial, that would certainly be your prerogative. Now, do you think any of these tax grabbing congressmen are going to pay their own way to go to Egypt, Afghanistan, and where else? Brussels? Of course not. What this showed people is Donald Trump knows how to fight. And through the very use, artistic use of language, he put Pelosi in a corner. Pelosi is talking about, we care about people and the shutdown. We care about their income and their money. This is a woman who just partied in Puerto Rico. On break, President Trump stayed in the Oval Office waiting for them to come by. Let me put it to you another way. If Barack Obama stayed in the Oval Office and the Republicans were partying in Puerto Rico, tell me what the media would have reported. Somebody give me an idea of what the media would have said. Because I know. I know exactly what they would have said. Look at those Republicans over there. They don't care about people. They don't care that these people aren't getting paychecks. Blah, 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 blah. And if Barack Obama had shut down Republicans for wanting to go on a boondoggle, what would have been reported?
The president steadfastly wants, while he's willing to work, they're willing to gallivant and go all around the world doing all the little law.
That's exactly what's going on. She and other Democrat clowns had just come back from Puerto Rico partying, 800,000 federal employees without their paychecks. So it's for the record, I don't really care. I don't care. But Trump didn't let her forget about that in his tweets. He brings up the 800,000 people. Now, we have a clip of Pelosi. We have a clip of, all I care about are the people that didn't get their salaries. Let's go ahead and play it.
They said that they could secure the State of the Union. So aren't you just trying to deny the president a platform?
No, I'm not denying him a platform at all. We're saying let's get a date when government is open. Let's pay the employees. Maybe he thinks it's okay not to pay people who do work. I don't. And my caucus doesn't either. And before I issued the letter, I consulted with the chair now of the Homeland Security Committee, Mr. Benny Thompson, about he has oversight of that committee and has worked very hard and long on issues that relate to domestic security and domestic terrorism. And he agreed that we should go forward in this way. It isn't a question of are they professional enough. Why'd we even take it there? The question is they should be paid. And as the secretary of any agency, that person should be advocating for her employees to be paid instead of saying it's okay for them to work without pay.
So said the woman who is on a boondoggle wanting to spend taxpayer money on another boondoggle. Who knows? I don't know how they got to Puerto Rico. Maybe that was on a taxpayer-funded boondoggle. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. Nancy Pelosi wants to pretend, I care about these people's salaries. When are they going to get their money? They're getting their money. You know what's so funny about this? Their money's not gone. It's not like you or me where if somebody went on strike, you go home, you don't get paid. Their money is sitting in escrow. They're going to get paid. They're going to get a lump sum payment from the government. Okay, you were off 45 days. Here's your money back and all that. And they all pretend, oh, people are going to die. Pelosi went on into that in that particular press conference talking about, we'll play part of it coming back into the next segment. But it was like, oh, we had one person, she can't get her Medicare, she can't get her kidney medication, she's taking a different pill and this, that, and the other. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, so you're describing people that supposedly have the wondrous plan called Obamacare, and every time you hear a leftist talk about it, you know what they tell you? Oh, there's many people, they can't afford their medical. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Barack Obama made sure everybody could afford their medical. How are you able to say that? But do you see anybody questioning this? Oh, well, maybe they're not on Medicare, on Obama's care. What? No, no, no. Obama fixed our medical system. So why isn't it fixed? They don't have an answer for you because it isn't fixed. Trump's obvious reference to postpone. I got to tell you, when we're going to postpone your trip, I just thought to myself, mwah. Essentially, Pelosi has no recourse but to fly commercial, as Trump suggested, and she wouldn't dare lower herself to that. The level of security she needs to travel is geometrically more than President Trump. So she needs a military escort just to make sure she can get back home, where Laura Loomer is going to be in her yard waiting on a sandwich. This is a thing of beauty, folks. Watching a man who says, you know, that people go, oh, Kevin, it's petty. People are not looking. No, they're not. People are looking at this exactly for what it is. He's calling out the pettiness. Now, you can. It's like in football where they say the second guy that gets seen is the one who gets the penalty. Well, maybe. But we're not talking about football where a referee calls it. You know who's going to call it? The referee of public opinion. And people that see what Pelosi did and understand how petty it was, never, as far as I know, no House Speaker has ever said, I don't want the president to give his State of the Union address unless we were in a time of war or something. And even then, you still want it. Since we've been doing it, I don't know of any. So when Trump responds and says, okay, great, you want to postpone that, I'll postpone your trip. And for the right reasons, and he's the one that's petty. It's ridiculous. But we got more on it. Keep it here, folks. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat. Hamilton the Pug. And Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Have you heard the stories of people, what, that young woman who was newlywed, she came home, she was sick, she's diabetic, she had 3 vials left, she didn't know what she was going to do, she thought hopefully the government would open again, it didn't, so she's not taking insulin that she needed for her diabetes, and she even said sometimes when she would go to sleep, she thought it would be easier not to wake up because she didn't take her medicine than to face the fact that she wasn't having a paycheck and couldn't afford her medicine. The father who had a child who was born needed an operation but couldn't get onto the health insurance program because government was shut down. The list goes on and on.
The list goes on and on. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Nancy Pelosi just gave you the commercial for why Obamacare was completely ineffective. Obamacare was supposed to solve all those problems. She's too stupid to realize she just gave you the anti-Obamacare commercial. She just gave you the reason why we are all going, why do we have this? I'd love for her to explain it further and say, well, is she with Obamacare? What's the deal? Is she afraid to pay her deductible? Has she not reached her? Wasn't Obamacare supposed to save everybody's doggone life? That's what I was told. Obamacare has people scared to death. She just described what Donald Trump inherited because these people can't afford their health insurance. But she wants to blame it on the government. What does a government shutdown have to do with somebody going into the hospital? Somebody explain that to me. Zero. Your health insurance is in place. Go to the hospital. Go get your pills. Go to your doctor. Go get your pills. You know why that girl ain't going to get her pills? Because she can't afford the copay. She can't afford the deductible. And supposedly, if she's got a chronic illness, she's the one that is supposed to be helping the most, but it wasn't. And oh, the father who's got a newborn what? Explain to me. He's already in the hospital. The baby's newborn. Aren't they being treated? Obamacare was supposed to be the pill to cure it all, but nothing. So they want to. What they're thinking is, oh, we're going to get so much out of this shutdown from the people who can't afford this or can't afford that. Good luck with that, Nancy Pelosi. Good luck with those heart-wrenching stories about people. By the way, you all know those people don't exist, right? You do know they're fakes. They're people that the Democrats shill up. Find me a horror story. If you don't have one, create one. Oh, like the young girl. Or that man, that young man, you know, that gorilla, that Guatemalan midget that couldn't get his cleft lip taken care of and that big left foot. You know, those people. They've been all over the news. Surely you know them. Oh, you don't know them, but you know somebody like them. Maybe I can plant the seed that these people are all over. Oh, woe is me. Go ahead, plant it. You're planting a seed that Obamacare failed. It failed everybody. Jim Acosta called the president's, he called him childish. He proves that he's childish because the president canceled his trip to Iraq as well as a scheduled trip by Republicans. It wasn't like he just singled out Pelosi. And according to Acosta's own network, what Donald Trump did is within the president's prerogative. The president of the United States has the authority to direct the Defense Department to not use military assets to support a congressional delegation to military theaters. This support includes air transport and additional security procedures. It's going to cost money, right? What was Pelosi concerned about? Security for the State of the Union. Well, if you can't get it locally, you certainly can't get it overseas. You want to talk about childish? Here's what Pelosi wrote to the president. I suggest that we work together to determine another suitable date after the government has reopened for this address or for you to consider delivering your State of the Union address in writing to Congress on January 29th. In writing. See, Pelosi is the childish one here. But Lindsey Graham, he chimed in. In response, and I'm reading this, in response to President Trump canceling Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi's trip access, Lindsey Graham came out swinging against both of them, is what somebody wrote. One sophomoric response does not deserve another, Graham tweeted. Speaker Pelosi's threat to cancel the State of the Union is very irresponsible and blatantly political. President Trump denying Speaker Pelosi military travel to visit our troops in Afghanistan, our allies in Egypt, and NATO is also inappropriate. See, this is what I don't like about guys like Lindsey Graham. This is his time to really make a stance and say what Nancy Pelosi did was irresponsible. The president, in responding back to show her, to teach her a lesson, did the right thing. What is it with guys like him? I mean, I can't like this guy for more than a week before he screws up. This is the best political calculation that Donald Trump has made. I mean, and he's made a bunch. This is a great one. What are you talking about? She's going to go shore up things with NATO. Well, here's the big deal with NATO. And we have a clip from Adam Schiff on this. Maybe we'll get to it next hour. But the idea is, oh, we're ruining our relationship with our partners. Let me tell you something about fighting in the world. The United States really doesn't need NATO. NATO needs us. Am I happy that we have a group of people that supposedly have our interest in mind? Sure. The problem is they aren't paying their dues. They don't vote with us. These countries, when it comes to UN and the things that we're supposed to be for, they don't support us. So what kind of friends are they really? This is ridiculous. And so Lindsey Graham, this is his chance to really show, look, I'm all in with this president. I understand not only what he's doing publicly, but I understand the nuance of his negotiations, the nuance of his messaging, the nuance of when he's giving a beat down to Pelosi. But what's he do? He wants to play middle of the road. Look, both of them, these are not good responses. That's like saying to your child, somebody punched you and you shouldn't punch back. I don't know how you feel, but I'll tell you exactly what I told every one of my kids. If somebody hits you, you beat the dog crap out of them. Because the lesson is, nobody else around you will want to be hit. They will, you know, will want to hit you. They won't go, he doesn't just tit for tat. I'll put it into Kevin Jackson terms. Hit me, I'm going to beat the dog crap out of you. I'm going to make sure everybody around me understands you don't bother me. Now, here's the deal. I'm not going to hit you. I'm not going to touch you. My son and his buddies have this tendency to, you know, they'll push on each other and do muscle. This way, most of us have done this as kids. I don't know if the cream puff generation, Generation Z, which we're going through with millennials now, has done it. But, you know, I think most kids do that. I tell my son all the time. I go, look, just keep your hands off kids. Keep your hands off people. And I didn't grow up that way, but we're in a different time. Keep your hands off people. Because what happens then is the minute somebody puts their hands on you, you now have the ability to say, uh-uh, and you get to go off. Now, in my day, if somebody pushed you, you pushed them back. It was equal and opposite, like a muscle lick. You know, you just, it was like, oh, okay, man, you know, you got me. Like, we would play these games in the car where whoever could spot a Volkswagen first said Eber Deber, and then you give the other guy a muscle lick. Needless to say, it kept you alert, okay, because you didn't want to get hit. Well, that's the way you did, but you had to hit equal. And I remember my brother and I having these arguments about, you hit me harder. No, I didn't. Yeah, you did. You hit me harder. You know, so, but that was the way we grew up. Now, in the game is, if anybody hits you, you get to just go off. And everybody's going to go, hey, well, you should have put his hands on him. And there you go. Can't stand these guys. Anyway, the purpose of this trip was what? According to Pelosi's spokesperson,
the purpose of the trip is to express appreciation and thanks to our men and women in uniform for their service and dedication, and to obtain critical national security and intelligence briefings from those on the front line.
Look, Pelosi and those people don't need those critical. The only person who needs that is the commander-in-chief. And if you want to get it, you can wait your turn. But this idea that the troops, they needed this for morale. NATO needed this because they needed to see that we are all in it. Adam Schiff said a similar thing. I'm going to play it in the next hour. It's nonsense. NATO doesn't care what Pelosi and them are doing. Everything that these leftists do are to undermine you. I go back to what I said when I opened the show. Democrats don't have America's interest in mind. Their interest is only in gaining power, prestige, and money. That's it. And their trip over there was to undermine the president of the United States. There's nothing that they've said or done that speaks otherwise. We were going to go over and bolster what's going on here. They don't know how to do it. They're not programmed to do it. And I'll tell you this, even with Obama, they would do it to a certain extent, but their real motive is to figure out how to get something for themselves, to gain some kind of power, some sort of upper hand. You'd be shocked if the black book, you know, the things that people know about each other and how they trade in their secrets, like this person that says, Lindsey Graham's a homosexual and Trump's holding it against them.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.